You know, the Awake with Trake program is plugged into your community. And joining us on the show this morning, love having this fellow with us. Lloyd Ford has got something to tell us that he is definitely plugged into the community. Good morning, Lloyd.
Hey, man. How are you?
I am doing well. What an honor to have you on the show this morning.
Oh, it's a great honor to be here, and I'm glad to do it.
Indeed. We've spoken off and on here on the Awake with Trake show with Star Hammond, and you work along with her where you guys are plugged into the Upstate with your Love Local Upstate organization.
Yeah, absolutely. We are called GreatUpstate.com over here, and what we are is a partner of Love Local Upstate, which is the Buy Local movement that Star runs.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about, you know, in the old days, when the imports and all that started happening, it was all about, you know, you've got to buy American, you've got to buy American. Well, today, Americans don't know how to do that, really.
You don't. In fact, you don't even know sometimes when you are or not. They kind
right.
of try and trick you.
That's right. And so, you know, what Star is doing and what Love Local Upstate is doing, and that's a hashtag, by the way, hashtag Love Local Upstate.
Mm-hmm.
What she is focused on is helping focus attention on not buying just American and buying just local, but shifting just 10% of your spending purposefully to locally owned businesses, people who are making a difference here in the Spartanburg area of upstate South Carolina. And research across the country has shown this in so many different ways, in so many different markets, that shifting just 10% of your spending personally can do about four things. And let's see if I can remember what they are. Star will give me lots of trouble remembering. Let's see. Number one, it fires up the local economic base. Hey, we like that, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Number two, it creates jobs. Hey, we like that, right? So it creates local jobs right here. Number three, it lowers your taxes.
Dun, dun, dun.
And four, it really invests in things that are really happening here, people who really care about our community. And those things, that just that 10%, that can be a big, big deal.
Well, and I get that too, Lloyd, because everybody wants to think, and the initial thing is, hey, buy everything local, and that's fantastic. But the reality is, a lot of times you can't do that, and you're going to find yourself in that stupid box Walmart store at some point anyway buying something. But, like you say, if you just make a conscious effort, maybe certain items or a certain amount of your stuff, then that's a legitimate thing that you could do, focusing on local businesses, and that makes a huge difference.
Well, at GreatUpstate.com, we actually go further than that. We say that if you do what Star is after, if you just shift purposefully some of your spending, you will find unique experiences that Walmart can't bring you.
Right.
You will find unique experiences that Costco can't bring you. You will find unique experiences that are not created in China. They're created by your neighbor down the street. And they're very unique and they're very different. And that's everything from restaurants, especially, to almost anything that you can imagine. It's all right here for you. And so you just pick a few things that are, I call them hitters. They're just hitters for you. And you know that that's a big part of why we wanted to talk to you this morning, is that we are launching the second of our Love Local Upstate festivals.
Yes, sir. It's coming up early summertime. It'll be here before we know it, though.
That's right. We're calling it our Spartanburg Summer Kickoff Festival on June the 6th. It's going to be at Summit Point Conference and Event Center, which is right between, you know, the big movie theater and
right.
Westgate Mall.
Mm-hmm.
It's right across from City Range. And we are going to have such a good time. We actually are planning a ridiculous party. First, let me tell you what it costs to get in.
All right.
You can bring your family, you can bring your friends, and everybody gets in for free. So it's free.
Wow.
Okay. But free doesn't get it done, right? Because what if it's just a boring thing, right?
Yep. Free is sometimes worth the price you paid for.
That's right. So we have decided to ridiculous up what we're doing. And this festival travels. So this is not the first time we've done it. And it is the first time we're doing it in Spartanburg. And here's what we're bringing to the party right now. This is at Summit Point, and it's going to be on June the 6th. Free admission, face painting for the kids, balloon artists for the kids, and probably adults too. You know who I'm talking to. Free food samples from area restaurants, because like I said, we celebrate local. We have a big rock climbing wall, so you'll be able to go rock climbing. This is indoors, by the way. So even if it rains, we're still going to have a ridiculous party. Experiences that you will find will be exclusive to us inside our summer kickoff festival in Spartanburg on June 6th at Summit Point. I think it's called Summit Point Conference and Event Center. That's the official name of it.
Yes,
it's going to be big fun. And we also have this thing that's a cooking demonstration, and we're going to do multiple cooking demonstrations in front of a live studio audience.
Oh, really?
We'll have cameras and big screen TVs.
It's Martha Stewart style.
It'll be like Oprah Winfrey without Oprah.
Very nice. That sounds awesome. Well, Lloyd, I've been over to that. The last time I was at the Summit thing, I hosted a Star Trek convention.
Nice.
How weird is that?
And
but that is a nice
that?
Facility.
It was awesome, actually.
It actually was. It was packed. I couldn't believe it. We did it with 62, but yeah, it was a lot of fun. I don't know. I'm a huge Trekkie, but what can I say? But yeah, that is a beautiful place to have that coming up in June. Lloyd, you and Star together have worked really good at this, keeping the focus on the upstate and the local communities therein and the upstate, even individually. Here specifically in Spartanburg, where our main concern is. So it's great that you guys are shedding not only light on Greenville, but right here in Sparkle City.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, Spartanburg is a very dynamic, rich place with lots of really exceptional attractions. And look, our goal at greatupstate.com is to get people engaged in the process of saving money for their family, having a resource where they can come and go on their smartphone or on their computer or on their tablet and immediately get free digital coupons from local restaurants, from local businesses, but also find what's happening on our upstate events calendar. And let me give you a couple of things. The first one is greatupstate.com. Pretty simple, right?
Yep.
And the second one, to get free coupons sent to your smartphone or email once a month. We never share your email with anybody. And we never email you more than one time a month. You can get our Upstate Family Rewards email by going to greatupstate.com/rewards.
Oh,
and you can also tune into us just by going to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/greatupstate.
Excellent. Greatupstate.com or Facebook at Great Upstate.
That's right, and you won't believe this. We also have a new on-demand audio. Some people call it a podcast. It is also free. It's free on iTunes. It's called Stories of the Upstate, and we do it that once a week, and a new episode comes out every Thursday. We're always looking for unique guests. It's always somebody who is engaged on the ground and in upstate South Carolina, so it could be somebody from Spartanburg or somebody from Anderson or somebody from Greenville or somebody from Gaffney, but it's always an upstate South Carolina personality, somebody who's making a difference here at home.
That's right. And between all of our communities, there is something here in the upstate for anything you need that is made local or presented locally to you here.
Well, it is. And, you know, I lived here a long time ago, and my family, we chose to move back here because we loved it so much. I was remorseful when I left before I was promoted with the company I was working for, and I just absolutely hated leaving here. And one of my favorite things about upstate South Carolina is this city called Spartanburg.
Yes, I've heard of it. The hub city.
Yeah, that's right. And so I'm just one of those believers. I believe in Spartanburg. I believe that the people of Spartanburg are great. I believe that the city and what surrounds the city is great, and we want to be a big part of making sure that everybody knows those things on greatupstate.com.
Lloyd, we're speaking with Lloyd Ford, by the way. He's with greatupstate.com, and he's also with Star Hammond with Love Local Upstate that are presenting this event that's coming up in June. And Lloyd, can we talk a little bit about some of your history here in the upstate?
Yeah, well, you can if you like.
I mean, you don't come out of nowhere. You know what you're talking about. You've been in this community a lot, and you actually are responsible for a good bit of entertainment in this community.
Well, I, you know what? Like I said, I really loved it here, and I was attached to broadcast media